Fulfilling the Kentucky Promise on this edition of UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. President Capiluto describes the Kentucky Promise as our initiative to revitalize the campus, enhance undergraduate education, offer more opportunities to young Kentuckians through scholarships, and continue our legacy of education, research, and service to the Commonwealth. A key member of the team that will help achieve this promise is UK's new Executive Vice President for Finance and Administration, Eric Munday. Welcome back to the program, Eric.
Thanks, Tom.
Well, President Capiluto was recently a guest on this program back in December. He talked about the Kentucky Promise and shared several ongoing initiatives across campus, including the creation of a really ambitious and beautiful master plan, and this being done with the guidance of Sasaki. Now, what will your role be in this process?
Sure. This is an exciting and needed initiative for the campus, and we have chosen one of the best in the world. Sasaki, I've had the opportunity to work with them before at another university, and they do just tremendous work. And I've also had the sense of looking at an institution that did a planning effort a decade ago and saw all the benefits and the outcomes of what happens when you do it right. And we're doing it right here. So we're engaging the community. We're listening to our students, faculty, and staff, and visitors, and all the different people that we interact with here in this great university that we call the University of Kentucky. So we're going to listen. We're going to build that great plan. I will be a part of that, as well as the team and facility management that's helping the president and others manage this master planning process. And what we're going to do is we're going to build a plan that's focused on the Kentucky Promise. What do we want to become as an institution? What are we going to look at? Where are those buildings going to be located and why they're going to be located? And it's more than just a facility. It's how do we create that sense of place where when you walk on this campus, you know it, you feel it, and you know that what we're about and what we stand for and how we're about becoming that top public research university.
Yeah, it seems sometimes as an outsider, if you're driving through campus, there's a new building here, a new building there, but you don't realize the connections between the two, that this research facility supports that wing of the hospital, or this new building supports academic work in the School of Journalism or whatever it might be. So it's very important to have that kind of master plan and that vision 20, 30 years down the road and how this particular project fits in over the long term.
Everything from how the buildings look to how they're signed, wayfinding across the campus, understanding when you're on the campus and when you're off the campus, all of those small little elements build in this great plan. And how do we know where we're going if we don't have a plan and we can hold ourselves accountable to what that plan suggests we should be?
As a part of revitalization of campus, the university has focused intently on living and learning communities, which I also find very exciting. I wish we'd had that when I was an undergraduate back in the dark ages. So what are your thoughts on UK's partnership with EDR? You mentioned them last week, and how will your office be involved with that?
This is one of the transformational outsourcing projects in higher education today. Whether it's the Wall Street Journal, the Chronicle of Higher Ed, we've got a lot of coverage. Now we got to put it in action. We got to make it happen. And EDR, is my understanding from talking with my colleagues, has been a tremendous partner. And that's what it's about. It's about business partnerships. And it's about taking that vision as outlined by Dr. Capiluto and putting it in place. And so we're going to work with them and the team we have in finance administration, as well as our student affairs area, as well as all the different elements of the university that's focused on building this environment. It is a living, learning environment for student success, and we got to look at what we want to do for dining and what we want to do in the student center and all those other support services that build that environment for our student success.
Yeah, you don't necessarily think of a student center, again, as an outsider, you don't necessarily think of that as part of student success, but what students do after hours is just as important as what goes on in the classroom.
Campus life, what happens outside that classroom, the research would tell us is almost as important as it happens within. And so that sense of community, that sense of connection is how we increase our retention rates, how we increase our graduation rates, how we become a better institution.
And it makes better students.
That's right.
One way or another. Well, since August, President Capiluto has engaged us here on campus in a process of creating a new financial model of accountability. So what experience do you have with models like the ones that have been proposed, and what impact do you see those having on our campus?
So UK's current model is primarily incremental, and it's a traditional higher education funding model. Those days are over. We can't look at traditional funding models to be support and to produce the type of higher education experience and institution that we need to be successful in today's world. And so we have to look at incentive-based budget models. And sometimes we get caught of maybe a responsibility-centered management budget model. We hear the words or the letters RCM, and what does that mean? That's not what we're doing here, right? The provost, Tim Tracy, who's leading this effort for us and who I'll work with and help support his efforts and his team, we're trying to build a UK incentive-based budget model. And so there'll be some principles we've seen before, but it's based on outcomes. Based on what we want to achieve, not what we have now, where we want to be and how we're going to get there. And so we'll work. I look forward to learning more about it. And there is always in any change a sense of concern. But we're not going to lose sight of the foundational elements of a flagship public university. But at the same time, we have to be more incentive-based. I've had the opportunity at a previous institution to build an incentive-based budget model for online learning. And it's worked very well. Now looking a couple months down the road, a couple years after that's been put in place, we see some positive outcomes of that. But it's not without some challenges, and we'll overcome those because we're going to communicate, and we're going to over-communicate, and we're going to work together to build the best UK budget model.
And online learning is becoming so much more important to all universities, certainly at UK, but all around the country. We see Harvard and other institutions offering many of their courses free to the world online. So that's really transforming higher education.
No doubt about it. When we think about the higher education, not of the future, the higher education of today, incentive-based, quality of life facilities, online learning components, and programs that are responsive to the needs of the communities and the Commonwealth.
Now, one concern I've heard of by some instructors is that with an incentive-based model, the idea is that you may be able to train 50 biologists in a room at one time, but you can't do that with a cellist or a flutist. And as I've understood this financial model you're talking about, it takes these kinds of costs of educating a student into account.
There are cross-subsidies in all elements of higher education. There's always going to be ways in which we have to respect the program, we have to respect the culture, and we have to respect what those outcomes have been and what they're going to be. So whether that's cross subsidies, whether that's looking at different ways to look at direct and indirect costs, we still have to produce the outputs and the outcomes that we want as a public top-tier flagship research university. So we're going to respond to that, and we'll have processes and checks and balances, if you will, in place to ensure that we can still do that foundational elements of a great university.
Well, we've talked about just a few of the elements of the Kentucky Promise, and I wonder, with all of these issues on your plate, where do you start? How do you prioritize?
Well, the first thing I'm doing is I'm listening and learning, I said. And so I'm meeting with anyone within the Division of Finance and Administration and outside. I'll visit with the deans in the coming weeks, various community members, just trying to understand what we're doing well in FNA, what we need to do better, what are we not doing that we need to focus on. Then we'll construct that plan. We'll look at our organizational design, and we'll build that around our outcomes. Sometimes in higher ed, we build organizations around people. We need to build them around what we want to achieve and how we can support the president and support the Board of Trustees and what they outline as the goals of this institution. And then we'll build an FNA division based on that. And then we're going to move to support the president. We're going to continue to do the things that are in place now and to support those new initiatives that are coming down the pipe. The role of finance and administration is to support the faculty, staff, and students. Our job is to make their lives easier. How do we do the things that are helping them be successful? It's all about student success. It's all about faculty and staff success. It's also about having an effective healthcare organization. And our role in FNA is to support those activities, to help them be successful in their jobs.
Well, let's have you back in a few months to give us an update on how these projects are going. Our guest has been Eric Munday, UK's brand new Executive Vice President of Finance and Administration. Our complete interview is available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.